Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jesus just left Chicago, and it's back for New Orleans.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Lynn Morella is our guest, our good friend, the author of In Search of Ethics and his new book. Tell us the title again, Lynn.
To Lead is to Serve.
And you're doing a lot of, and those are available, both of those are available wherever books are sold, also LynnMorella.com. Lynn, you're doing a lot of public speaking these days, a lot of keynotes on ethics. What are people saying to you when you talk to them?
Well, you know, I bring them back to their initial stages of reality where they realize that this is what made this nation great. You know, matter of fact, it was the Tocqueville who once said, you know, America's great because she's good. When America ceases to be great, she'll cease to be good. Matter of fact, if I have a moment, I can tell you exactly what he said. May I take this time?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here's what de Tocqueville said when he came to this country to see why this country was so great. I sought for the greatness and genius of America in her commodious harbors and her ample rivers, and it was not there. In its fertile fields and its boundless prairies, and it was not there. In her rich mines and her vast world commerce, and it was not there. Not until I went to the churches of America and heard her pulpits aflame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because she is good, and if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, the State of the Union comes down to the character of its citizens.
Well,
that's the strength of
it. One of the things I've been talking about a fair amount lately, Lynn, is what other people and I call American exceptionalism. And that's what de Tocqueville was talking about.
Exactly.
And I believe that America is exceptional. There are many reasons, including what de Tocqueville said. I think America is exceptional because of our DNA, which includes entrepreneurship, the innate ability to be entrepreneurial, the liberty that we have here. I think that makes us exceptional. Our Constitution makes us exceptional. And I believe, Lynn, that when America is exceptional, the world benefits. What do you think?
I agree. And the success equation, as I see it, Jim, is caring plus character plus competence. You know, we spend most of our school years learning skills, learning how to be competent. And sometimes we forget to be caring. But in the middle of all that is character. And that's the magic accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
Caring plus character plus competence is my definition of success.
But if I could put an equal after those three things, Lynn, the thing on the other side of the product of those three is excellence. To me,
absolutely,
the problem we have in America, one of the problems we have in America today, is we don't, there are not enough people seeking excellence. Our school systems are not seeking excellence, it seems to me. Our government is not trying to be excellent. I mean, if America stops seeking excellence, we are doomed. And I'll tell you something else. The world is doomed when that happens. What do you think?
I can't argue with that, Jim.
I mean, excellence is the key, not perfection. Excellence.
But we get diverted with materialistic notions and notions of power and notions of greed, and that dilutes the pursuit of excellence.
Well, that's because we start thinking about humans and with less and less energy devoted to humanity.
I think you've struck on a very, very, very positive chord there, Jim, and I encourage you to pursue that.
Well, we've got to do this. I had the interview I had in the guy before you, we talked about sustainability of the planet. And he was saying the same thing. That you know, as humans, we've got to not only consume, but we have to learn how to sustain for the good of the whole.
And means we have to be selfless, you know, mm-hmm. There's just too many selfish notions in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And selflessness means, you know, as a matter of fact, it was Dr. Schweitzer who said a long time ago that he said, I can't tell you what your destiny is going to be, but I can tell you this, Those of you who are really going to be happy are those who found a way and how to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness is a byproduct of service.
Yeah, well said.
And that has to come with authenticity. You can't just fake that.
And finding something, folks. If I could give you one blessing, it would be to help you find something that you want to serve that's greater, that you consider to be greater than yourself. What do you think, Lynn?
I think a purpose-driven life is what it's all about.
Yeah. LynnMorella.com is the website, folks. Two R's and two L's. The book is called In Search of Ethics. And say the title of the second book again, the new one.
To Lead is to Serve.
To Lead is to Serve. Brand new, folks. Just out now. Lynn, come back again real soon. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to be here, Jim.
Lynn Morella, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.